So, this is Vibe Drive episode 138, and this one's not really a tech podcast per se. This episode is going to be more of a self-reflection of my goals and how I failed in my goals this year, and just things that I noticed about how I did things this year, and just other self-reflective thoughts and things like that for me. I figured it'd be pretty cool to put it in a podcast so I can come back to it whenever I need to. So, this is Vibe Drive 138, and it starts now. What's up, people? This your boy, Viper, the man about tech, and welcome back to another episode of Vibe Drive. This is the podcast about tech, hosted by the man about tech. But as I alluded to in my introduction, this particular episode is not going to be very tech-related, but more of a self-reflection of my past year in 2020 as it relates to making content and being on YouTube. This that any other. So you're probably looking at the title like, you failed, Viper. How did you fail? Well, if many of you all know, I made a goal early on this year, back in January. I had a self goal to reach 100,000 subscribers on my main YouTube channel. I had that goal. I set that goal out. And not only did I make the goal, I had set about a guideline for me to reach that goal. Well, here we are 11 months later, almost 12 months later into the year, nowhere near 100,000 subscribers. We ain't even hit 5,000 yet, man. We're barely about to crack the doorstep of 5,000. So I have epically failed on my goal of hitting 100K this year. But it's not the end of the world. It's a learning experience. So I get to sit back for the next half an hour, whatever long it takes for the podcast, to think about all the ways I failed and how I can come back and improve and be better for 2021. Because that's the part of being a creator, constantly evolving, self-adapting, being self-aware of your mistakes and figuring out the things that you need to do to get better. So like I said, I had a goal of hitting 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. I have failed epically. If we reach 5,000 this year, that would be something. But yeah, we're at the doorstep of 5,000. So I'm way behind on my goal, but it is all my own fault. I think that's the main point I want to make tonight in this podcast, that I recognize that it's all my own fault. When I made the original goal, I thought to myself, well, I told myself, okay, if I upload 4 videos a week, every week this year, then I will be on the right track. Well, I have failed miserably at that. I mean, I think that's the biggest part of my failure is my inconsistency in uploading videos. I mean, I had a point on the main channel where I went like maybe what? 13 days without uploading a video. So because of my inconsistently uploading videos and things like that and not sticking to my plan that I set out back in January, it's no wonder I didn't reach nowhere near my goal of 100K. But it's not, like I said, it's not the end of the world. You know, as a human being, as a creative human being, I have to be able to self-assess and self-reflect on why I didn't reach the goal. And like I just told you guys, one of the main reasons why I didn't reach the goal is because I did not upload as much as I should have and was supposed to this year. So the other thing that kind of happened that was crazy in 2020 is that even though I failed at growing the main channel, even though actually that's the other thing that kind of crazy about this whole situation, is that even though I failed at my main goal, somehow this year in particular has been the best year for my main YouTube channel. I think once this year is over with, I will have had more growth on the main channel this year than any other year I've had on YouTube, which is kind of crazy given the fact that, you know, I didn't reach the goal of 100K, but I still have had the most growth I've ever had on the main channel this YouTube year or this year on YouTube. So it hasn't been a complete failure, but obviously the main goal of hitting 100K is not going to happen. Shout out to Renee Ritchie for the super chat. Thank you, Renee. Said, Vibe Man, 2020 hit, the world changed. You went all in on streaming. You adapted. You made a difference. You helped all of us cope and survive. So much love. Thank you, Renee. And that's another thing I was going to point out. Even though I failed at growing 100K on my main channel, this particular podcast kind of took off like wildfire this year. So like Renee just alluded to in his donation, even though I didn't hit my main goal of 100K on the main channel, I kind of like just put my foot on the pedal with the podcast, and the podcast kind of blew up. Especially after I just made her appearance on episode 100. After that episode, the podcast just kind of took off on a life of its own. So, I mean, there was a stretch where I think I was recording a podcast episode every night for 3 weeks. I mean, it went banana. So even though I failed in my main area, there are other areas of my YouTube and creative journey that kind of picked up and took off, like the podcast. So I am thankful for that. But like I said, tonight I'm here to talk about my main failure, which is not reaching 100K on the main channel. So right now, I think, where are we at? As of right now, as of tonight, I think I have 4,700 subscribers on the main channel. Yeah, we got 4,715 right now on the main channel. So again, well below the 100K. But again, like I said, that's mostly due to me not keeping my upload schedule and things like that. But the main thing I want to get across in the podcast, again, is that I recognize why I did not hit that goal. And that's on me. I am not making any excuses. It is completely my fault. So that means I have to be better about what I do next year and be more dedicated to achieving the goal next year. And just because I didn't hit it this year does not mean I'm not going to attempt to hit it again next year. 2020 is going to be a fresh year, for a brand new start. So I'm going to go back at it in 2021 and we're going to try to hit it again in 2021. And we'll just use the rest of this year to try to get ready to gear it to next year. But especially as a creator, being on YouTube, doing YouTube, you have to be self-aware and self-assessing of what you're doing and how you're doing. A lot of creators like to blame the platform for their shortcomings. And even I have fallen into the trap of blaming the platform. I talked about a lot this year about how my videos weren't auto-captioned correctly, this, that, and the other. And while that stuff is true, at the end of the day, I mean, when I look back and assess all of it, I mean, there are things that I could have done better on the platform, like basically uploading more and things like that, or coming up with different content that hasn't already been done before. A lot of the content that I do is content that other creators do and things like that. So I need to get better about diversifying my content on YouTube as well. So again, it's not all me blaming or me trying to place the blame on other things or me trying to make excuses and things like that. I'm not here for that. I don't have time for that. I'm too old for that. I'm about to be 40 years old in 2 weeks. I don't have time to be making no type of excuses. I need to recognize what I need to do better. And that's why I'm going to keep striving to be better. And one day down the line, when the time is right and when the stars align and when I do what I need to do, I'll hit that 100K. But it's not in the cards this year. But I'm okay with that. I'm not going to cry about it. It is what it is. I'm still here. I've been here every day practically since January 1st, 2018. I told you guys I wasn't going nowhere. I'm still putting out content on two channels. So, hey, your boy is still rocking and rolling, so it's all good. But another thing that kind of like when I'm like, as I've been on this journey and I'm observing all the other creators in the landscape and things like that, is the crazy sense of entitlement that I see other creators have when they don't get opportunities and things like that, or they feel like they're not being noticed enough. They're making wild accusations about why things aren't happening for them and things like that. They're making every other excuse in the world besides looking in the mirror and figuring out what could I do better to be a better creator. Listen, man, this YouTube game is extremely difficult. I think J-Dub put out a tweet on Twitter earlier today about how it's hard to stay motivated to put out content all the time. And it is. It is a literal struggle out here to put out content every single week on a regular basis. Sometimes you just don't have the motivation to put out content on a consistent basis. I think that's part of the problem for me is that sometimes when I fall into the trap of not uploading for like a few days or something, then I just get lazy and I don't really feel like uploading. So I fall into a trap of not uploading for like 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. And it stretched out to like 13 at one point. So motivation is another factor. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to find ways to stay motivated to put out the content on a consistent basis. Again, that's looking inward. I mean, I can't make an excuse. That's all me. But I see other creators making every excuse in the book to why they're not doing how they should do, or they're not being noticed by brands. And I'm here to tell you that stuff's not going to work. I mean, attacking brands and just making excuses about why you're not where you want to be, attacking other creators, that stuff is not going to get you where you want to be. At the end of the day, you got to put in the work. It's all about putting in the work. Because the one thing I have not failed at in my 3 years on YouTube is putting in the work. Oh, my Lord. How many creators do you know that have been on the platform for 3 years and almost put out 1,000 pieces of content? Are you kidding? I have done that, okay? Between over 500 regular videos and almost 400 live streams, I have put out almost 1,000 pieces of video over the almost three-year period that I've been on YouTube. So The one area that I have not failed at in producing content. I am like a content producing machine in some days. So, I mean, I always say on these live streams and these podcasts, it's all about your body of work. You got to put in the work. You're not going to get to where you want to be. You're not going to get noticed by brands. You're not going to be noticed by your peers unless you put in the work. Because especially since I've become a creator, I have definitely been more cognizant about people that are putting in the work. I was talking to Trent Marshall, Tech Rant, earlier tonight about how I noticed that how he's been putting in the work. I respect other creators that put in the work, okay? Because I'm out here trying to buff my behind to put out the content for you guys because I know you guys like what I do and you guys understand and you expect things from me. You expect me to upload on a consistent basis. You expect things from me. And I try to give you that as best I can. So when I see other creators out here putting in the work and busting their behinds like I'm busting my behind, it makes me have more respect for them. But when you got creators out here acting all entitled, like somebody supposed to kick their feet just because they just stepped on a platform and made one video, I'm looking at you like, what? Who are you? Who are you? What? No, that's not how this works. Ain't nobody going to kiss your feet just because you step on a platform and breathe. That ain't how this works. What is wrong with you people? I don't know what is happening here. I don't know if this is like a product of the current society that we live in, where people want instant gratification without no effort. Bruh, this makes my skin crawl. Dude, you have to put in effort, okay? Like, you have to show your peers, show your audience that you are about this business, that you are about this life. You have to establish a body of work, okay? Again, I keep saying it. Like when people hate, like back in like about a year ago, people kind of hated on me because I was able to get like big time creators to be guests on my live stream. And they were talking about how you get that such and such person on your live stream and you ain't got that many subs because of my body of work. Understand? And the other thing that I talked about cultivating relationship, but it's more my body of work. Because like I said last year, if you're asking a bigger creator to come join you on your live stream or whatever, or your video, they're going to vet you. They're going to check your body of work to make sure that you are about that business. And once they notice your body of work and know that you are serious about the content creation game, then they will respect you and they will show their faith on your YouTube channel, as I have been living proof of time and time again on this podcast. This very podcast has had some big time names over the past 12 months. Because these creators understand that Viper is about that business. I put in the body of work and they know that I'm just not no fly in the pan fad. I'm here for the long haul and they respect what I've done on the platform in 3 years. But had I not had that body of work, had I not had the amount of content that I put out over the past 3 years, then maybe you don't see an I Just Theme. Maybe you don't see a Marquez. Maybe you don't see a Soldier No Best on the podcast, but they understand what I've done over my time on YouTube and they respect my grind. And this is why I'm trying to relate to you all, okay? Put in the work before you start demanding things and accusing brands of this, that, and the other, getting mad at other creators because you're not getting the opportunity that you think you should get just because you're here. No. It is more about it's more than just showing up. It's about putting in the work, okay? Doing this over and over and over again. So people know that you are serious about the content creation game. You got people like Renee Ritchie putting out 7 videos in a week. You got Lover of Tech putting out 7 videos a week. This stuff is ridiculous, man. You got Zach Talk Tech out here live streaming every single day. You got Trent Marshall live streaming everything every day for a month. You got people out here grinding over and over and over again. You got Technically T scheduling 7 videos for a week. This is what I'm talking about when I say body of work. Consistent body of work. You got Shelly Sands today doing vlogmas and things like that. People are consistently making that content, baby. And it's not just crap content. They're making banging content over and over and over again. And don't think I haven't noticed because I see everything in this tech space, okay? If you don't know anything about me, you know I'm in everybody's live streams and community. So I know what y'all are doing out here. So I respect the hell out of all y'all. Simply Pop. Keep putting out this banging content. He's about to hit 100K. I mean, I see everything, man. I'm watching you all. Because, again, I respect people who are going after it like I do. Because you all are my peers. You are my people. And I respect the hell out of you all for constantly doing this stuff every single week, on time, without fail. That is, y'all are motivating AF. All of you all watching this live stream now, y'all have motivated me in one way or another. And you guys motivate me to keep going because I want to be like you. I want to keep crushing it like you guys are crushing it. And that's why I'm still here, because I know that when I go live or when I put out a video, I got people watching. I got people waiting. And I appreciate you guys because I got fellow creators out here who are also putting in their work and crushing it. And I'm trying to be on y'all level. So I appreciate y'all, man. But again, at the end of the day, when I go back to my main goal of hitting 100K on the main channel, I failed epically because I did not put in enough work to get to that point. But that's okay because I excelled in other areas and it's not the end of my journey. I'm still here on the YouTube journey. I plan on keep going. I'm not going to stop just because I failed this year. I'm going to be back stronger than ever in 2021 and we shall see what happens. But again, it just irked me when you got creators out here that feel like they're entitled to stuff because they just show up on the platform and breathe. Hell no. Who are you? You don't deserve the clout that you think you deserve just because you show up on the platform and breathe. It doesn't work this way. You gotta pay your dues on these YouTube streets. These YouTube streets are rough, okay? As our buddy Travis MCP likes to say, the YouTube streets are rough out here. You gotta come in here, pay your dues. Nobody's owing you anything. Nobody's giving you a damn thing on these YouTube streets because you gotta earn it. Earn every sub. Earn every brand that looks at you. You gotta earn all of it because none of it is guaranteed. And also, actually, before I go on, shout out to those of y'all listening on audio only. Thank you for listening to another episode of Vibe Drive. You're listening to me rant about my failures and my self-reflection and things like that. I appreciate you guys. I'm sorry that the podcast has been kind of sporadic lately, but with me going back to the work full-time in the office, I can't put these out like I used to, but I'm going to try to be better about it. So thank you for rocking out with me on the audio airwaves. Also, if you want to support the podcast in any way, there should be a Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. As I always tell you guys, it is not required, but anything that you are willing to contribute, greatly, greatly appreciate it. However, if you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving a rating or review. It helps more people discover the show, helps us get back to the top 200 of tech podcasts on Apple. So if you're on that Apple Podcast, please consider leaving that rating or review. And thank you so much for listening to another episode of Vibe Drive. But going back to all of y'all, like, I got a lot of people that are watching and listening to this podcast right now that I respect the hell out of. There's a lot of like top tier creators out here watching and listening right now because they have the respect for me because they know I have put in the work to get to a point where they want to stop what they're doing. I got busy people right now watching and listening to an impromptu live stream by me because they respect what I've done on this platform in the past 3 years. I earned that. And I don't take that for granted. I appreciate these people so much that they don't even understand. But it wasn't handed to me. I didn't always have this type of following on YouTube. I had to work for it. And over time, I kept putting out content so consistently, and the people appreciated what I had to say. So now they show up when I do hit that go live button, they show up. But again, I didn't have this 2 years ago when I first started live streaming. This is something that I developed over a 3-year period of consistently putting in that work to where people respect what I do enough to stop what they're doing and listen to me go live on these YouTube airwaves. So once again, shout out to all of y'all watching, listening, wherever you may be right now. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. I don't take you for granted. I appreciate you guys. So thank you so much. But again, there are levels to this shit, okay? Excuse my language. But there are levels to this stuff. You have to get leveled up. You have to level up. It's not easy. It's not guaranteed. But you have to level up. You know, when you're playing a role-playing game, and you start off at level 1, but you don't get to level 10 until you consistently grind. You know, you got to keep beating enemies. You got to keep powering up, learning new moves and skills and things like that. YouTube is a lot like that. It's like a big real-life role-playing game. Example, when I first started doing YouTube, right, I was doing everything on an iPad Pro. And when I say everything, I was shooting the video, editing the video, and I was even using the internal microphones of my iPad Pro. I was doing everything on an iPad Pro. Eventually, as I leveled up and grew my audience, I was able to go out and purchase a Shure SM7B. And now I have a Rode Procaster and a Rodecaster Pro podcast studio. But these are things that did not happen overnight. I was able to level up to the point where I was able to afford better gear for my YouTube needs. But this stuff did not happen overnight. It took almost 3 years before I got this mic and this podcast studio. But again, we are talking about countless hours of me grinding to get to a point where I could like afford to upgrade my audio equipment. But this is what it is. I knew what I was signing up for when I started YouTube. I knew that this was going to be a grind. Even though I had set that goal to hit 100K at the beginning of the year, I knew there were no guarantees. I had set out like a plan. I set out an outline of things I needed to do. And like I said earlier, I kind of failed at this, but you know, I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to stop. And I see Digital Slang talking about the lens that I'm using out on the live stream right now on the podcast to shoot the video. Cool thing about creators respecting creators. As I told this story before, time and time again, this lens that I'm using, this is a $1,400 lens, and I did not buy it. No, I didn't buy the lens that I'm using. This Sony Gold Master lens, which is $1,400, was gifted to me by another creator. I'm not going to put the dude on blast. Y'all know who he is, but he gifted it to me. But the question is, why did he gift me the lens? Well, first off, I was talking about publicly upgrading my lens. And, you know, this creator, he's big time. He's one of the higher tier tech creators in the space. And he had the lens laying around, and he kind of figured it out. He watched my content, and he knew what type of lens that would do me best. And he had the lens sent around or whatever, so he decided to send it my way. So I am thankful that he sent me the lens. But again, he does not send me the lens if he does not respect what I'm doing on the platform. If he doesn't notice my grind, my work ethic, and things like that, he's not sending me a lens. He did not have to do that. He did not have to do that. But he did, because he respects the work that I've done on the platform. And that's what I'm saying to y'all that might be watching or thinking about being on YouTube. When you put in the work, other creators, your peers, notice what you do, and they will help you along the way to level up. If they feel like that you are somebody that they should invest their time and resources into, they will help you. Because that I keep saying over and over again on these live streams, the tech community take care of their own. But it's larger than the tech community, though. The creator community as a whole take care of their own. It's bigger. That's the whole thing. This is bigger than technology. I always talk about tech because that's the space that I'm in. But make no mistake, the entire creator community take care of their own. Literally, they take care of their own, man. That is what we got. That's what happens here. Because they understand that this stuff is rough and we can't do it alone. I mean, you could try to do it alone, but I wouldn't recommend it. But hey, you can try to do it alone. That's on you. I kind of made the choice to foster a community. And again, with 34 people watching and listening at our impromptu late hour tonight, I think I've done pretty well for myself in building a community. But how you do you is how you do you. But again, the important message is that you got to put in the work, man. And if you don't put in the work, then you're not going to be respected. And it's not really about how big of an audience you have, because brands, big, major global entity brands, have reached out to me to work with me, and I don't have the biggest audience, but they see the grind, they see the work, and the audience that I do have is kind of major. So these big brands have reached out to work with me and leverage my audience and things like that, because they understand the influence that I have. But again, this is taking me almost 3 years to get to this point. I don't take any of this stuff for granted. I do the best I can. It's not always perfect. It's not always the best, but I do what I can. And I try to do right by people, because I think that's pretty important as well, especially being in the creator community, doing right by other people. I mean, like I said, you can do with this information what you will, but at the end of the day, if you do right by other people, then other people will take care of you if the time should ever arrive, because that's just the nature of human beings. But again, you can do with that information what you will. So to sum it all up, like I said, I failed. I made a podcast titled I Failed. I'm not making any excuses. I know why I failed. And I know what I need to do to not fail next year. So I'm going to come back stronger than ever to try to reach my goal next year. But I'm not going to ignore all the success I've had this year, even in my failures. Because part of growing as a person, as a human being, is recognizing that learning through failure is a thing. So I have learned through my failure this year. And I have done other things that weren't so much of a failure this year as well. So it hasn't been a total like downer of a year. And I'm not trying to like have a pity party or things like that. I understand that there's a silver lining to practically everything. And even though I didn't achieve my main goal, there are other things that I have done very well at. There are other relationships that I've been able to cultivate this year on my creative journey. So it's basically, you know, on one end, I say I failed on one end, but on the other, I'm like, all right, there's a lot of positives that I can take out of the situation as well. And I'm going to take those positives and I'm going to run with them. But I'm not going to ignore that I did fail on my main goal this year. But that is what that is. I mean, I can't do anything about that. That's water under the bridge. But we'll go into next year. We'll figure that out next year. But again, if you're a current creator, a new creator, whatever the case may be, please stop with the whole entitlement thing. Nobody owes you nothing. Nobody's handed you anything. You got to have a body of work. You got to have a resume. It's just like when you go to look for a job. Who's getting the job? The person who's getting the job, most of the time, is going to be the person that has the body of work for that job. They're going to be the person that has the skills and qualifications that closely match that job opening, and that's who the employer is going to give the job to. The same thing in the creative space. Where is your body of work? The brands are going to work with who closely fits their mold for how they want to promote their product or service. It has nothing to do with other factors outside of who they feel like can make them the most money. A lot of times, it does come down to audience size. When we talk about Apple seeding review units to people like Marquez and Justine and Jonathan and things like that, they have a large audience. Of course, they're going to get Apple's attention. That is what that is. But Apple also works with other creators that don't have that big of a channel size, too. We got my man Renee Ritchie out there. He has a good relationship with Apple. Andrew Everson's getting stuff from Apple. There are other smaller creators that also work with Apple as well. So it's not always about your audience size. But again, you got to remember, at the end of the day, this is influencer marketing. It's a $10 billion-plus a year industry. And at the end of the day, these brands care about making money. Their whole ideology, their whole operation of business is to make the most money possible. They're going to take the actions that allow them to make their bottom line as big as it possibly can be, which means most of the time, they're going to go to the creators that have the largest audience, because those creators usually, most of the times anyway, have the biggest influence. It's not always that way, but in most instances, it's that way. So if you don't get an opportunity that you think you should get, or you feel in some type of way, don't take the stuff personally. At the end of the day, it's a business. We're all running a business, more or less. These brands are running a business. They're going to rock with who will make them the most money. It is that simple. If you can prove to a brand that you can make them money, I promise you, they don't care about your audience. They will work with you. But you got to have some type of value proposition that they can look at and say, okay, we recognize that we can take a chance here, and they'll take a chance on you. But mostly, until you get to a certain audience level, then you might not get the opportunity from brands that you think you deserve. Because again, they're looking at the bottom line. They're not looking at your influence and all that other stuff right off the bat. Their first thing is looking at the bottom line. And then once they get past that stuff, it is what it is. And for those of y'all that feel some type of way about being in the second wave of people that get a device, stop it. Just stop. Please just stop. It's annoying. Just stop. Be grateful that you're included at all. Do you think I feel like mad, or I'm sad, or like displeased that I'm in like the second or third tier of people that got an LG wing? No. I love the fact that LG sent me a wing. I wasn't even expecting it. To be honest, I kind of forgot about it, but it came to fruition. But I'm not going to be mad that LG didn't give me a wing right off the bat. No, why would they do that? I run an Apple channel with 4,700 subscribers. Why would LG give me a phone in their first wave? It makes no business sense. See, when you look at this stuff as a business, then you learn not to take it too damn personal. The fact that LG even thought of me at all is kind of amazing. But I'm not going to take it some type of a way that they didn't give me a wing with the Mark Kessens and Jeff Things in the world. Hey, what? Why would I even think? Why? Why would I feel that way? It's business 101. It is literal business 101. I am not at the level where brands are looking at me at the first light. You know, it's cool. It's cool. But again, just the fact that LG actually thought about me enough to send me a wing, I'm cool with that. I'm straight. So stop taking stuff so personally and recognize that in business 101, they're going to target the people with the largest audience first. And then maybe if you have something to offer them, maybe they'll look at you. But in this influencer marketing game, brands are going to look at who they think offers the most amount of influence. And the immediate metric is sub count, audience count. That's what they're looking at. I mean, yes, it doesn't always hold weight, but that is the number one metric that they're looking at more often than not. Not to say that you can't get by with a smaller channel, because you can, but don't take it personally if you're not the brand first choice, because it's business 101. But man, whew, hopefully y'all took something from this podcast and you all have a better idea of how to deal with setbacks and things like that. I mean, me not reaching 100K is kind of a minor setback, but again, it's not going to stop me in the long run. Not really. But it's just something I want to think about, and I figured to put it into a podcast form so I can have something to go back to and listen to and things like that. But that is going to be it for this edition of Vibe Drive. Shout out to those y'all who are listening on audio only this week. Thank you for listening to another episode of Vibe Drive. Appreciate you guys rocking out each and every time I drop a podcast. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, if you want to donate or support the podcast, there should be a Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. Again, not required, but whatever you're willing to contribute, greatly, greatly appreciate it. As always, I don't take anything for granted. Anybody that wants to donate money to me, I am just thankful and I'm appreciative, but again, not required at all. Also, if you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts, please, please, please consider leaving a rating or review, as that helps more people discover the podcast, helps me get back into the top 200 of podcasts on Apple. So if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving that rating or review. And thank you for listening to another episode of Vibe Drive. But until the next time, people, this your boy Viper, the man about tech. You know where to find me. So come back for more.